Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
Okay, Maris, you're the man who gives us the emotional and mental health equivalent of an apple a day keeps the doctor away. We've got you on the phone now to find out your next two simple tips for upping our happiness levels.
Okay, this week's happiness tips are nurturing relationships and doing more activities that really, really engage you. Again, these all come from Sonia Livermore's The How of Happiness and come from the Happiness Institute. These were published on International Happiness Day, which is a day I think more people should probably celebrate. So tips 5 and 6 are nurturing relationships. And what Sonia Livermore is saying is that happy people are people that have a lot of relationships and good quality relationships in their lives. So it's not necessarily all about the quantity. It's about good quality relationships. And actually, happy people tend to work on their relationships more, so prioritise relationships. And she sort of suggests that if you can deliberately make time to work on the existing relationships that you've got, maybe make them better, put some effort and some money and some time and whatever else into them, and then also hand-pick some relationships that may need a little bit of reparation work or restoration work. It's that simple thing of, I haven't had contact with that person for a little while, so being able to actually prioritise that and factor that into your day or your week so that you're keeping in contact with those people that make you feel good about yourself and in turn you help them to feel good about themselves as well. So relationships are really important. So tip number 6, doing more activities that truly engage you. This is about happy people tend to have hobbies or meaningful activities that they lose themselves in. So it's about that almost mindfulness where they're completely lost in the nature of the activity, and what happens is all the worries and the negative feelings and that stress just tends to drift away because I'm so engaged in what I'm doing that I'm enjoying it so much that stuff doesn't get a look in. So it's about having those activities that might be challenging. It could be a physical hobby like a sport. It could be a mental hobby or an art or craft. But also about then, you know, when we have hobbies that we dedicate ourselves to and invest time and energy into, then we also get a sense of accomplishment, and that again helps us feel good about ourselves and good about what we're doing. So it's good to have that balance as well. It's always good to have a balance between those pleasurable hobby activities that I have and those other kind of work-based tasks and things like that, which sometimes can be the seat or the source of some of our stress. So those hobbies are really, really important.